Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
And welcome into another edition of the Chadron State Sports Journal and podcast here today. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and it's a great time of year. Always love when softball season comes around and the season gets started this week. So we're going to be joined by head coach Kaylee Ness of the CSE Eagles squad. Coach, get started with games this week. What's the feeling with the team about getting the season underway?
The team overall is really excited. We're excited for another opportunity to compete. We're excited that we have the ability to have both of our preseason tournaments back, which is something that we lacked last year. So this will help us to, you know, see more competition, to prepare us for season, and to be able to get more games in, because, you know, that's what you work so hard to accomplish. And overall, the team's really healthy, and we got a very strong group of returners and a very competitive and talented group of newcomers. So we're really excited to get back out on the field.
Yeah, we're going to dive into the action you're going to have this weekend down in the warm weather of Texas in a little bit, as well as the roster, the positions, and how the preseason has gone with you, Coach. A really exciting time. Let's get into the preseason practice and preparation for the team to get things going. What are some of the goals that you've got set in your preseason, things you wanted to accomplish, and then what did you learn about your team as you now get ready to head into competition?
Yeah, so for our practices, our biggest goal each day was to build on the day before and to make sure that we don't take any steps back, and that, you know, we might fail physically at times, but as long as we're failing at 100%, then we can learn and grow from it, and there can still be small successes out of those days. So that's the biggest thing that we've tried to talk about with our team in preparation for this, you know, first preseason tournament and there on after. But I think once we get into it and going through it, consistency is the biggest thing. And being able to control the things that we can control each and every day will allow us to be successful.
And Coach, when I'm on campus, I get a chance to go by the football stadium and head to the pack and run a little bit inside. And I always see you and the ladies out on the football field going through your drills and your practice. How different is it to practice out there on the football field as opposed to the softball complex? And is that something that you planned on here this winter before you headed into the season?
Yeah, yes and no. The opportunity that we have to even be outside right now is a blessing, and the fact that, you know, we are able to use such a nice complex to be able to get some practices in when maybe our field has just helped us be that much more prepared. The nice thing is in these first two preseason tournaments, and, you know, even in conferences, we have a lot of schools that are turf fields, so being able to practice on, you know, that instead of the dirt will help us to be able to be successful with that. But it's just really nice to be able to be outside and be able to do more things team-wise than what we are able to do if we're stuck inside, unfortunately.
Yeah, it really has been nice mild weather overall to be outside and get prepared as we visit with Coach Kaylee Ness of the CSE Eagle softball team. Yeah, plenty of returners this year for you, Coach, and we'll get into those folks kind of in a second, but let's start first with a piece of news you have about Bailey Steinke, formerly Bailey Marvel, but she was going to be your returning shortstop, but it looks like some tough injury news might keep her off the field this year.
Yeah, unfortunately, she was injured this fall with a season-ending injury. She's doing really well. She's, you know, pretty much right on track with where she needs to be with her rehab. So, unfortunately, we won't have her, you know, be able to be out on the field with us this year, but she's still a leader for us, and we're excited for her to be able to return next year.
How do you feel that position's going to get filled there out there, both defensively and with the bat in hand? She's such a good two-way player. A lot of production there in both sides of a softball game that you've got to try to fill.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a lot of depth this year, not just in as a, you know, middle position, but just as a team as a whole. So we do have some that are really stepping up, you know, to fulfill those, you know, that role that she's provided for this team. So we're excited to kind of see some new players out there and be able to see how they're able to step up and perform. And of course, she's there, you know, cheering them on, being a leader.
Absolutely. Some of the names Coach fans are definitely going to remember from last year and a few years. Mackenzie Kroll is back. You've got Sloan Quijas back at third base. Addison Spears at second. Jesse Henchensky had a really good freshman season for you. And then Allie Mason, one of the veterans on the team. Tell us about that group and how you expect those veterans to help you out and going into the season.
Yeah, just an overall really strong group, whether that's on the field, off the field. You know, they're leaders. They know what it takes to be successful, and they are definitely going to help us be able to compete. With that being said, we do have a lot of really talented newcomers coming in, so it's going to be fun to kind of see that competitive drive between the positions and the players that are there to see, you know, who will be starting from game to game.
Yeah, do you have some true freshmen that might get in and get some game action early or be big contributors this season right away that the fans will get to see?
Absolutely. Jalissa, she is an outfielder for us. Aaliyah, she's an outfielder for us. We anticipate both of them to do really wonderful things for us. That's kind of a big shining moment for us, is that our outfield this year is probably going to be the quickest it's been in years. And so the ability to cover a lot of ground and be able to make some really tough plays out there is really going to help us out defensively. So anticipate big things from both of them. We also have Kenzie Garner, who's a freshman pitcher for us. Excited to see her out on the mound. We have Amaya Ruiz, who is a middle catcher. We anticipate some things from her. She's, you know, back to healthy. She did, unfortunately, have to have surgery this summer, but, you know, she's getting back into the swing of things, so we're so excited to see some of the stuff that she does. We also have some JUCO that, you know, we anticipate big things from. There's Jessica Strandlin. She's a middle for us. There's Chloe Brown, who's an outfielder for us. And then there's Michaela Keck, who is a pitcher for us.
Boy, it sounds like a lot of newcomers are going to get a chance to really shine for your program this year. Coach Kaylee Ness of the CSC Eagle softball team with us today. Coach, great to hear about the defense in the outfield, too, losing someone like Ellie Owens in center field. Tough to replace the defensive effort out there, so I'm glad you're excited about the ones coming in. And you mentioned pitching staff. You have a freshman pitcher who you think can make an impact, and you do return three members of the pitching staff, too. Tia Cole, a couple years back, had a phenomenal first year with us. You got Gabby Russell, who's been here for a while and a strong player as well, and then Peyton Propp, too, who was in your rotation. How do you plan to set up and use your rotation of pitchers this season?
Yeah, so for this year, going into that first game against West Texas, we see Tia Cole as our number one pitcher. And then kind of filling in behind her, you have Gabby and Peyton and Kenzie, who are all competing for that number two spot. And so how it's going to kind of shake out will be a little bit different based off of who we play and who will be best suited in a relief role versus a starter role. But we anticipate them all to see time. And then once we can get Michaela back and healthy, we anticipate to see her in that rotation as well.
Last year, such a quirky and odd year, and just happy to be playing games through the pandemic, I'm sure, Coach. And I know you're coming off a season that didn't end with an RMAC tournament appearance, but as you reflect back on last year and everything you had to go through as a team, what have you seen that you guys want to improve on this year to make a run back to that RMAC postseason tournament?
The biggest thing is consistency. I think that's where we lacked last year. And so we've worked really hard to have a lot of depth in all the positions with a bunch of players who want to compete regardless of who we step out on the field against. And we have that. We have people who are hungry to win and who want success for their teammates more than themselves. And that in and of itself allows us to be more successful.
Coach, one of the things I love about college softball and the way that you guys play and we see things in the RMAC is just the aggressiveness with offensive situations, with the bat in the hand, you know, with slap hitters and with the way things work in offensively up there at the plate. And I'm curious as to, you know, what kind of team you want to have at the plate this year. Do you guys want to try and put some pressure on defenses with the aggression? Do you want to be, you know, more patient maybe and try to wait for that perfect pitch to come and knock them over the fence into the pickup truck crew that hangs out in left field? What do you want to see with your bats this season?
You know, it's a little bit more depending on the player for the team that we have. We have some players that I expect them to be aggressive. They know that they're more successful when they attack early in the count. And we have some players that do really good being disciplined and waiting for their pitch and are great, you know, with one strike or two strikes already on them, and it doesn't really make a difference for them. And that's conversations that we have with them so they understand where they're best successful and what they need to be looking for and what pitch they need to find in order to, you know, maybe score a run or depending on what the situation is. So I would say we have a really good mix. Overall, we probably are leaning a little bit more towards the aggressive side, not just even at the plate, but on the bases with the speed that we have this year. I think we're going to just be an overall more aggressive team.
Well, that's exciting stuff. Coach Kaylee Ness with us on the show as you get ready to open up the season in Lubbock, Texas on Friday. Heading down south to the warm weather of Texas, and you have five games, it looks like, over a three-day span. What are some of the games you're most excited about in this opening event?
That first day, I think just one, because it's, you know, the first opportunity that we get to be back out on the field, but the two teams that we play are some of the top teams in the nation. You have West Texas, who won the national championship last year. You have Lubbock Christian, who has in the past been nationally ranked or extremely competitive in their conference. So having both those on the same day, you know, it's going to really force our girls to compete. And, you know, what we tell them, if we want to be the best, we got to play the best. And I think that it's a really good opportunity for us to do that.
Yeah, I love that. You get those opponents like West Texas who won the title to open up the season and get to play teams like that. And when you're down there in Lubbock, you know, home of Texas Tech, Division I, do you guys get a chance to go and see some of those D1 facilities or see their softball field, maybe hear from their coach or their players? I know they're getting ready for a season, but is that in the plans at all to see Texas Tech down there?
You know, it hasn't been in the past. We've only gone to Lubbock one. We were really fortunate that we got to drive through their beautiful campus, and you know, the girls loved everything they could see from the bus. But as far as touring or doing anything like that, we haven't. But it, you know, it definitely could be something we do in the future.
Coach Kaylee Ness with us here on the show, and let's look now at RMAC play. That's always the most important, Coach. You want to get those conference wins, get into the tournament, and you're going to start late February at UCCS down in Colorado Springs. Looks like your home opener, March 5th, here against CSU Pueblo. Excited for that. How does the RMAC schedule shape up for success for your team in your mind this year?
I think we have a great schedule this year, both competitive-wise and travel-wise. You know, it's not where we're on the road week after week after week that can kind of burn a team down. We're, you know, pretty every other, or, you know, we're away and then we're home for two games or whatever, or two weekends, whatever it may be. We have a really good travel schedule, and what better way to build up through season than to play Mesa at the end. So I think that we have a very, very well put schedule for success for us this year.
Yeah, and Colorado Mesa, the preseason favorite. Is that kind of how you see it coming in as well, that the Mavericks are going to be pretty strong once again?
Yeah, yep, I definitely do. The team is always consistently strong. And that's what's so exciting about, you know, us being able to kind of build up to be able to play them. But we're excited for that opportunity when it comes.
CSC picked ninth in the preseason poll, Coach, just outside of the top eight, I believe, that still get in to the tournament. If it's six now, you can confirm that with us, but it has been eight in the past. What's your reaction to the ninth place in the preseason ranking by the coaches, and did you expect kind of to be in that area?
Yeah, so actually they changed it last year to 16.
Okay.
And so that's what it'll be going forward with everything. But I would say that's probably about what I expected, or where I expected our team to be at based off of the year that we had. But with that being said, no one knows how hard this group of girls has worked. No one knows the growth or the talent that we have. So the preseason poll, it, you know, kind of is what it is, but it's not going to define who we are this season. So we're excited to definitely surpass that ranking.
And to move down to six teams, Coach, I'm glad you confirmed that for us. So was that a COVID thing that has just decided to stay permanent, or had there been some talk to going from eight teams down to six before the pandemic? Do you recall how that kind of all played out and became the new normal for softball in the conference?
Yeah, it's been something that's been talked about for years. Wasn't exactly sure when it was going to go into effect, but the timing of it just kind of worked out, especially, you know, with, you know, Dixie leaving the conference and things like that. It just seemed to work better, and that's kind of what they voted on, was to drop down to six. Since we have less teams in the conference, then it's not over 50% that goal.
Sure. Makes sense. All right. Coach Kaylee Ness taking her team to Lubbock, Texas to open up the season against the defending champs from West Texas A&M this week and several other schools. Coach, good luck. Have a safe and fun trip. Success down there. We wish you and all the ladies. Can't wait to see you on the softball diamonds here in Chadron this season. Thanks for the season preview.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance Bridgeport and Chadron.